Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I was down in Florida some years ago, and I had a day or two off, and I wanted to play some, and I wanted to rent a boat and go out on a lake. And I finally found the office where you rented them, and the guy said, well, it's through that building. Well, it was a club, but it was daytime. It was empty. He said, you got to go through there, and in the back's where that office is. I said, okay. So I'm walking through there, and I guess this place is one of the hottest clubs in town. But this place was filthy. I mean, as I walked through there, the tables, the chairs, I mean, I thought, why in the world would people come in here? And then I began to realize the lights, most of them were black lights and strobes and this and that, and they couldn't see it. They didn't know what kind of dirt there is. But when you turn the lights on, it's dirt everywhere. Well, that's the way your life is. You see things depending on how much light is in your life. And you're not to judge somebody else. You don't know how much light they've got. You may think, well, they ought to know better than that. Well, they may not see it yet. They may be walking in all the light that they have, and your job is to walk in all the light that you have. When light comes, what do? God's good. He's merciful. He won't show you the whole thing. How many know if the Lord took you and me and up here on the platform, He held you up and He held you right beside Jesus? Jesus in all His glory and all His perfect obedience and all His perfect submission, and He showed you exactly where you came compared to the standard of Jesus. You'd go, oh God, just put me out of my misery, please. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. You know what He'll do? He'll show you something. And you go, I probably need to change that. And so you change it, and He shows you something else, and you change it. And He shows you something else, and you change those three things. You think, glory to God, I must be about arrived by now. Look at that. I got all three of them. And the Lord goes, yeah, that's good. That's good. There is something else. There's another. And you know, 20 years later, you look back and go, oh, man, if He had showed me the whole thing, I'd have just fainted and fallen out. But He shows you light. And when you walk in it, He gives you more. And when you walk in it, He gives you more. But light comes as correction, too. Correction. It's light. It's not to be despised. It's not to be, oh, well, you know, you're correcting me. Well, are you implying you don't need any? People say, well, this is just the way I am. What does that mean? This is just the way I am. This is how I've always been. What does that mean? You are how you've become, not what you have to be. I'm going to say that out loud again. You are what and how you've become. That does not mean that's what you have to be. Amen. You are called to Christ's likeness. You are called to being just like Him. That's what you're called to. We live in a society that lets their desires dictate who and what they are. We live in a society that if a man married man, he falls in love with somebody else at the office. He has a desire for this person So he says, I couldn't help it. It just happened. Well, what is that saying? That's saying, that's my desire, so I'm an adulterer. I can't fight it. People are so confused about sexual orientation. Did you hear me?
Amen.
I'm a man. I desire a man. So that means that's what I am. Well, that's just, I'm a woman. I desire a woman. So that means that's what I am. Well, a pedophile could say the same thing. I desire a child, so that's what I am. I'm a married man, but I desire another woman, so that's what I am. I can't fight. I'm an adulterer. No, your desires don't tell you what you are. If you're a Christian, you find your identity in Christ, and He tells you what you are. Did you hear me now? He tells you what you are. And then you make your feelings submit to what God has told you you are. Oh, come on now. This is important. This covers every realm of life. Yeah, but I want that other woman at the office. God has told you you are a husband of this wife. You are a man of God. You're a father to your family. Then you put your desires under. You ignore them and you starve them until they quit. All these desires are like a stray cat. You feed them and they keep coming back. Huh? And you feed them and they get stronger. People say, well, Brother Keith, I can't help it. I'm addicted to porn. I can't help it. I'm just tormented and I can't help it. Ah, no, no. You didn't get that way overnight.
That's right.
You fed the cat.
Yeah.
And the cat came back.
Yeah.
It's like this, you know, the cat comes to your door, meow. Meow, and you say, no, now kitty, you can't stay. I don't want a cat, and you can't stay. But here's two cans of gourmet cat food. But you can't stay. You got to go. Tomorrow morning, meow, meow. No, kitty, no. No, you can't stay. I don't want a cat. I don't want you. But here's another can. Take three cans. And after a year and a half, you're laying on the ground, and this big cat, this 25-pound cat, is sitting on your chest. You're going, I don't want a kitty. I don't want a cat. Oh, here's another cat. I know that sounds humorous, but that's exactly like any wrong desire. You feed it, you yield to it, it gets stronger and stronger until it can just become tormenting in your life. So let's say you're at the place where you are just tormented night and day with these desires. What do? Starve it. Same way it got so strong, reverse it. That's how it gets weak. Starve it. Quit feeding it. Cut it off. Quit feeding it. Quit feeding it. And it may still trouble you for a while, but after days and after weeks, it'll get weaker and it'll get weaker and weaker till you'll go weeks and not even think about it. Then you go months and not think about it. You'll be free. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Said out loud, my desires,
don't define me.
My desires
do not
tell me
who I am
and what I am.
See,
where do you find what you are? I'm in Him.
Yeah.
In Him. Now see, this covers every area. You make a mistake and you'll feel condemned. But does your feeling tell you what you are? I messed up. I blew it. But I asked God to forgive me. What does the Bible say? He is faithful. He's faithful to forgive me and just and faithful to cleanse me from all my sins. So I don't care how I feel, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So my feelings have to just submit and get out of the way. Right? Don't care how I feel. By His stripes I'm healed. Amen. Don't care how I feel. I've been made rich in Him. My God supplies all my needs. No matter how I feel. Amen. And when correction comes, same thing. No matter how you feel about it. I was sitting at a stoplight one day. Oh, this must have been 20 years ago. Had a revelation. It just came to me. Sitting in the car. This is it. God is smarter than me. You might say, you didn't know that before. Well, in a measure. But there's more light.
That's right.
God is smarter than me. What does that mean? He made me. He knows what makes me tick. He knows what I'm good at, where I'm graced, and where I'm not. He knows the best place for me and the places it's not the best. He knows better than me. Better than me. He knows. So I should acknowledge that every day, no matter what my feelings tell me.
That's right.
And Jesus said, Lord, Father, I delight to do Thy will, O God. That's how He operated. He said, I do always those things that please Him. That's how He lived His life every day. And you can do that as an act of your will. I began practicing that when I saw that. And when something had come up and I think, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is my area. This is my thing. That's what I want to do. And the Lord would say, I don't want you to do that. And I'd go, right. Yeah, now that I look at it, I you don't like it, I don't like it. And my head is saying, yeah, you do. I said, shut up. You don't know. God's smarter than you. My flesh is going, we want it. We really want it. You say, shut up. God's smarter than you. Right? There's been other times when I thought, no, that's not me. That's not my call. That's not for me. And the Lord said, I want you to do that. Right? I mean, now that I look at it, Lord. That's it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me